弟兄姊妹平安。
感谢主，让我有机会来到诸位当中分享神的话语。
Praise the Lord, I have opportunity to come to your midst and share God's words with you.
记得有一个傍晚。
I remember there was an evening.
一位四十出头的男生走进我所在的教会。
A man came to my church. He was about 40 years old.
他自称是基督徒，要我为他祷告。
He claimed that he is a Christian and he asked me to pray for him.
我问他为你祷告什么。
And then I asked him, what should I pray for you about?
他说我的嘴歪了。
He said, because my lower jaw right now is twisted.
我说这个为什么嘴歪了。
And I asked him, how come your lower jaw is twisted to one side?
他说我跟我的岳母一起住。
He said, that's because I live with my mother-in-law.
他呢是个拜拜的，在我家里设立了这个拜拜的佛塔。
And she happened to be a Buddhist, and she set up an altar in the house to worship her idol.
所以我回来啊，就感觉到经过他的房间，这里面就有阴风吹过来，把我的嘴吹歪了。
So when I went home, I passed by her room. I feel there is some spirit coming upon me, and now this kind of blow my lower jaw. Now my lower jaw is twisted.
我说好，那么我们一起祷告。
And I say to him, "All right, then let's pray."
你先为自己祷告，然后我为你祷告。
And I say to him, "You better pray for yourself first, and then I will pray for you."
我等了这半天，他不开口。
And I waited quite some time. He didn't open his mouth.
我就睁开眼睛看他怎么了。
Then I started to open my eyes and try to see what's happening here.
我看到他的脸红起来。
And I find out all his face all become red.
好像我要他搬起一个500磅的石头。
It almost looked like I'm forcing him to lift a 300-pound rock.
然后他跟我承认他不会祷告。
Then he admit to me that he didn't know how to pray.
在座的弟兄姊妹，你们注重祷告吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you really pay attention to the subject of praying?
你需要我为你代祷吗
？Do you want me to intercede for you?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together now.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
我们每一位都是你自己借着你爱子的血拯救的。
That all of us are being saved by the precious blood of your Son.
主，你不单拯救我们
，And Lord, not only you have saved us,
你要我们成圣
，That you want us to be sanctified,
你要让我们彼此能够扶持
，You want us to help one another,
彼此代祷
，And we pray for one another,
好使我们的生命更加的能够丰盛
，So that our life can grow more abound,
好使我们的教会能够更加的能够被建立起来
，And this church can be established firmly.
今天我们来到你的面前
，And Lord, as we come to you today.
感谢你将你的话赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us your own words.
求你带领下面的时间。
May you lead the following time.
让我们在你的话语里面同蒙造就。
So that we can be edified in your words.
我们把荣耀归给你。
May we give all the glory to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
祷告是一件非常重要的事情。
Praying is a very important subject.
基督徒，我们需要彼此代祷。
That brother and sister, we all need to pray for one another.
刚才所读的经文告诉我们一个非常重要的一个课题，代祷。
The passage we just read, teaches a very important subject that is.
我需要你的代祷，你也需要我的代祷。
You need my prayer, and I need your prayer as well.
或许我们已经做了好多年了。
And perhaps we have been praying for one another.
但是我们根据保罗的他的分享，我们再一次的去思想这个课题。
And however, through Paul's word, let us continue to meditate upon this subject.
今天的题目是主内代祷的祭司。
The subject of today's sermon is understand of praying for one another.
我用三方面来分享这个题目。
I would like to use three aspects in order to understand this subject.
第一
，First，
代祷本着切切的想念。
Praying means we have been very mindful of one another.
如果你真正的为一位肢体代祷
，If you truly want to pray a member of the body。
你心里应该是想念他的。
Then you probably have wholeheartedly remembering.
当你在乎这个人的时候，你的代祷会迫切。
And so when you pray, you pray wholeheartedly.
第三、第四节，保罗说我每逢想念你们。
And verse 3 and 4, Paul say, every time when I think of you,
就感谢我的神。
When I remember you, I give thanks to God.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
保罗为他们代祷。
Pray for others.
为腓立比教会的每一个信徒代祷。
Paul prayed for every single member in the church of Philippi.
他之所以为他们代祷，因为他心里想念他们。
The reason why Paul prayed for them because he remembered them earnestly.
为什么保罗在祷告中常常想念纪念他们？
And why Paul always remembered them in his heart?
因为腓立比教会是保罗建立的。
Because the church of Philippi has beenbeing founded by Paul.
换句话说，保罗想念自己属灵的儿女。
In other words, Paul remembered and being mindful of the spiritual children of his own.
为人父母，我们都会想念自己的儿女。
As a parent, we always remember our children.
尤其当你的儿女不在你身边，也就是你跟你儿女分开的时候。
Especially when our children are not here by our side.
记得我中学毕业的时候
I remember when I just graduated from middle school.
因为家境贫寒，我就停止学习，去做学徒，学一门这个能够赚钱的那个手艺，能够帮补家计。
Because our family is so poor, I couldn't continue with the study in school, and therefore I need to go out and being an apprentice of someone in order to earn a living for the family.
因为我是一个 农民的孩子，我是温州人。
I'm a child of a peasant. I came from 温州。
那个时候，我中学毕业，我去的内蒙古去学做皮鞋。
When I just graduated from middle school, I went as far as Inner Mongolian to learn how to make shoes.
我母亲心里非常的挂念我。
And my mother missed me dearly.
有时候她因为想念我，茶饭不思，担心这个青少年的儿子在外好不好。
And she always worried about me as a teenager far away from home.
那个时候，那是三十多年前的时候，没有手机，也没有什么可以通讯。
This was about 30 years ago. There was no cell phone. There is no way to communicate through fast means.
不过还好，我母亲是基督徒，所以她在祷告中常常纪念我，想念我。
Yet fortunately, because we are Christians, therefore she remembers me in her prayer.
接着她的代祷，她把我交在神的手中。
Through her prayer, she upholds me.Onto the hands of the Lord.
相信保罗当时的情形也是差不多。
I believe this is very similar to Paul at that time.
因为保罗当时正在罗马坐监。
Because Paul was in prison in Rome at the time.
虽然他无法跟腓立比信徒在一起。
Though he couldn't be with the believers in Philippi.
但是他每逢祷告的时候纪念他们，为他们代祷。
And however, every time he prayed, he remembered them in his prayer.
我不太清楚弟兄姊妹你们信主多久了
I'm not sure how long have you been a believer in the Lord
也不知道你曾经带了多少人信了耶稣
And I'm not sure how many people you have led to Christ
也就是说你有多少属灵的儿女
In other words, I don't know how many spiritual children you have
但是有一件事情我非常的确定
And however, there's one thing I'm very sure of
凡在基督里的我们都是一家人
When we are in Christ, we are all in the same family.
既然是一家人，我们要彼此的想念、代祷。阿门。
Because we are in the one family, and therefore we need to remember one another in prayer. Amen.
今天，除非你想念你的家人、属灵的儿女
，if only if you truly miss your spiritual children,
否则你很难为他们代祷。
Otherwise, it's very hard for you to remember them in prayer.
很多的时候，我们今天活在这个繁忙的时代。
Today, nowadays, we live in a very busy society.
我们的时间紧张。
We are very tense in our schedule.
我们心里被许多的东西挤住了。
And we have been cramped with so many things need to worry.
因此，我们忽略了祷告。
And therefore, we neglect the subject of prayer.
一个基督徒忽略了祷告，他会 为别人代祷吗？
And when we are so, so limited in praying time, will we pray for others?
其实当你带了一个人信了耶稣，
And actually, when you have led a person to Christ,
不是搞定了。
This is, job is not done.
信了耶稣，你带一个人信耶稣只是一个开始。
When you have led someone to Christ, this is only a beginning.
他们是一个在基督的新生的。
They are just an infant in Christ.
他们是幼稚的，他们是会犯错误的。
They are infant, they are childish, they can make mistake easily.
所以需要你能够主动的去关怀，在祷告中常常纪念他们。
And therefore, it is required for you to remember them, to lead them, also praying for them.
比方说
For example,
这个人是你带他信耶稣，在比方说几个年几个月前或者一年前。
For example, this person has been led by you to Christ a few months or a few years ago.
可是最近一个月他不见了，不去教会了。
And however, within this month, you haven't seen this person in church.
这个时候你要不要为他代祷
？And now is this the time you should pray for the person?
或许有人觉得。为别人代祷是一件繁琐的事。
And perhaps you think praying for others is kind of tedious things to do.
需要花你很多的时间。
You need to spend much time on it.
其实当你为主内的肢体代祷的时候，首先你得到好处。
And actually, when you start to exercise for praying for others, you are the first person being benefited.
刚才我说过保罗当时在罗马坐监。
I've mentioned Paul was in prison in Rome at the time.
我不知道有没有人坐过监啊。
I'm not sure any of you, have you ever been in prison?
希望没有人坐过监。
I hope none of you have been in prison before.
不过坐监是很不好受的。
It's a very hard thing to do to stay. It's a hard place to stay.
不自由的。
You don't have freedom.
在你们附近也有个监狱。
I know there is a prison, a correction center nearby this place.
我每个月会去的。
I visit that correction center every month.
因为在那里，光在那里人真的很可怜。
Because those people who stay in prison, they really suffer.
保罗在监狱里面没有怨天尤人。
When Paul was in prison, he didn't grumble nor complain.
有人坐监是因为他犯了罪。
Some people was in prison because the person has committed a crime.
保罗坐监是为了福音的缘故。
The reason why Paul was in prison because he did it because of gospel.
他为义受逼迫。
He was persecuted because of his righteousness.
但是他仍然是喜乐的。
And yet he still has.Joy in his heart.
而且他可以增加自己的喜乐。
And not only this, he can increase his joy.
因为他每逢祷告的时候是欢欢喜喜的。
Because every time he pray, his joy increases.
所以在座的弟兄姊妹，如果你觉得哪一天心情不好的时候，应该祷告。
And therefore, anytime you feel down or you feel depressed.This is the time you should start praying.
更多的祷告。
More prayer.
祷告是范围很广的。
Because prayer can cover many areas.
当你祷告的时候，神就同在吗？
And yet, when you pray, God will be with you.
当你祷告的时候，为别人代求的时候，神就喜悦吗？
When you pray for others, God will feel joy.
所以你的心也充满了感恩，充满了喜乐。
And therefore, your heart will be filled with joy.
我曾经很多次去一个老人养老院的中心。
And sometimes I visit a senior nursing home.
我为那些这个体弱的那些的病人祷告。
I pray for those who are feeble in their physical condition.
我们知道生老病死是人生必经之路。
We know getting old and dying is part of life.
我记得那个老人院里有一位年长80岁的师母。
I remember there was a pastor's wife in the nursing home.
有一天我去看他的时候
，One day when I visited her，
我问他师母你好吗
？I ask Mrs. So and So, are you fine today？
他本来看到我到那里去探望他，很高兴的。
And she was filled with joy when I was visiting the place.
当我问她你好吗，她的脸就变了。
And when I ask her how are you, all of a sudden her face was downcast.
她跟我诉苦。
And she started to complain.
她说我这里痛，那里不舒服。
She complained about her illness, pain in different joints in the body.
她又说到我的儿子一个月没有来看我，的孙子三个月也没有来看我了，等等讲了，一边讲一边哭。
And she started counting my sons didn't visit me for months, and my grandson they haven't visited me for weeks. And while she was expressing her grief, she started crying.
当然我相信他说的是事实。
Of course, I believe whatever she said was true.
可是哭能够解决问题吗？
And yet, can crying solve the problem?
做儿女的忽略了孝敬上一代的的确是一个亏欠。
It is true, the children for sure of their relationship when they visit the parent so infrequent.
但是今天的世代啊，很多就是这样子，下一代的不孝敬长辈的。
And however, this is the society we are in right now. Many younger generation they don't pay attention to their older generation.
是不是因为这样子年长的就整天的泪洗脸呢？
Well, this be the reason that the elders should cry every single day?
我们何不效法保罗？
Why don't we learn from Paul?
在逆境中想念弟兄姊妹，为他们代祷。
In the condition of suffering, he remembered to pray for others.
我们说，当你年老的时候，你的下一代不孝敬你。
Perhaps when you are old, your younger generation they don't know how to pay honor and care for you.
其实你要找出真正的原因是什么。
Actually, you need to find out the true reason behind it.
你不要整天的跟人家诉苦讲这件事情。
You don't need to continue to express your grief to others and complain.
你最重要的要做一件事情。
There's one thing, most important thing you need to do.
比正如那一个师母，我是一个师母，我的老公是牧师，我的儿孙居然不孝敬我，因为他不敬畏神，才会这样子嘛。
Just like the old lady keep on complaining, my husband was a pastor, and yet now he passed away. Now my children, they don't honor me. They are not godly person now.
其实他更重要的就是要为自己的儿孙代求，求神赐给他敬畏的心。
Actually, the most important thing the lady should do is pray to God and bring the children to God and ask God to give them a godly heart.
虽然儿孙不来常常固定看他，但是相信神必亲自护理他，神与他同在，他就喜乐了吧。
Then even the children won't come and visit her. She realize the presence of the Lord. Then this will bring her joy.
保罗第七节说，我为你们众人有这样的意念原是应当的，因为你们常在我心里。
Verse 7, it is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, for whenever I'm in chain.
其实无论今天或者属灵的儿女或者你自己基督徒的儿女，今天他的光景不好。
So today, if you have your own children or your spiritual children, they are not in a good state of mind.
你是一个属灵的长辈，你心里想念他吗？在乎他，为他代祷吗？
And now you as a spiritual elder or a spiritual parent, would you pray for them?
保罗说，你们常在我的心里，常常在我的心里边。
And Paul said, you are always in my heart.
其实当时腓立比教会的信徒的灵命不很好，不是很好哎。
Actually, the spiritual state of the believers in Philippi was not good at the time.
虽然他们不好，但是保罗却特别的想念他们，为他们代祷。
Even though they were not in a good state, yet Paul remembered them and always prayed for them.
今天很多人，如果你问他，你心里最挂念谁呀？
And today, if we ask someone whom is the person you mostly are mindful of.
如果问年轻的夫妇，一定说我的 honey, 我的配偶。
And perhaps to ask a young couple, they will say, oh, my honey, my spouse.
是的，你心里挂念你的妻子，你的丈夫。
And yes, indeed, you are very mindful of your husband or wife.
其实再美丽的妻子也有不可爱的时候，同意吗？
But and yet, no matter how beautiful your wife is, there will be a time you feel she is not lovable. Do you agree?
再帅的丈夫也有不可理喻的时候。
no matter how handsome the husband is, there will be a time he seems to be very unreasonable. Do you agree?
有句话这样说。
A word saying goes like this.
当你的配偶最不可爱的时候。
When your spouse is in his or her most unlovable moment,
这是他最需要你爱的时候。
Is the moment when she needs your love the most.
你们同意吗？
Would you agree?
很多时候我们同事同意，但是做不到。
And perhaps you do agree, and yet you couldn't do it.
同样的道理，当你属灵的这个儿女或者主内的肢体最不可爱的时候，其实最需要你爱为他代祷的时候。
In the same way, perhaps your children or your spiritual children are in the state which is the most unlovable time. That is the time they need your love and prayer the most.
有本书叫做《宽恕与忘却》
，and there's a book called "Forgive and Forget and Forgive."
的确，今天很多的时候啊，你会发现人跟人的关系很紧张。
And today we have very tense relationship to one another.
因为你容易得罪别人，别人也容易得罪你。
Because we can easily offend others, and we can also easily be offended.
有时候你会发现，连教会里的肢体摩擦产生一种隔阂，然后呢，这个互不来往了。
And even in church, within church, we sometimes start to have friction to a point we try to avoid one another.
这个时候，我们需要求神给我们饶恕的心。
And now we ask God to give us a heart of forgiveness.
当你心里无法放过一个人，不愿意原谅他的时候
，If you couldn't let go of someone's wrongdoing.
其实这个时候，你最需要来到神的面，求神把那个宽恕得罪人的那一封的宽恕的心，在你里面萌芽。
And actually, that is the moment that you should come before Lord and ask God to grant you a heart of forgiveness, so the heart of forgiving will start to grow.
当然，一般人做不到的。
Of course, most people couldn't do it.
许多幼稚的基督徒也做不到。
Most young Christians, they couldn't do it.
但是我们每个人必须要去操练。
And yet, this is the thing that we all need to exercise.
因为保罗的信是写给不单是只是教会的领袖，也是写给每一个基督徒的。
For Paul not only wrote this letter to the deacons and co-workers, he also wrote this to every single believer.
我们如何才能做到为别人代祷，尤其那个得罪你的人
？And how could we pray for others, especially the one who offended us?
第八节，保罗说：“我体会基督耶稣的心肠。”
Verse 8, Paul say, "God can testify how I long for all of you."
切切的为你们想念你们众人。
And with the affection of Christ Jesus.
今天每一个基督徒，我们要体会基督的心肠。
And today we need to understand the affection of Christ Jesus.
我们可以设身处地的去思想一件事情。
We need to put ourselves in their own shoes.
当一个人或者一个跟随耶稣的人得罪耶稣的时候
，When a person offend God and sin against Lord，
做了一件不讨耶稣喜悦的事情的时候
，They have done something that's not pleasing to Jesus。
耶稣如何去面对他们
？How Jesus would face them？
约翰福音二十一章记载
，John chapter one recorded like this：
以彼得为首的至少有六位门徒重操旧业打鱼去了。
Peter being the leader, he has led at least six disciples of Jesus and went fishing.
这件事情主喜不喜悦啊？
Would this be pleasing to Jesus?
当然主不喜悦。
Of course not.
但是主没有责备他们。
And yet, Jesus didn't reprimand them.
因为主知道责备他们没有用。
Because for Jesus, knowing, giving a lecture to them will produce no use.
主耶稣用不变的爱激励他们。
Rather, Jesus used love to encourage them.
主知道他们整夜劳累没有收获。
And Jesus knew they have labored all night and yet received nothing.
所以主耶稣主动的在岸边点了火，煮了早餐。给他们吃。
And yet Jesus prepared breakfast and cooked breakfast for them and prepared for them to come.
然后问彼得说,
and then ask Peter, do you love me more than this?
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, and there's no one perfect. And yet we need to learn from Jesus. We need to understand his affection. We need to pray for those who may seem unlovable. We need to pray for every single member in Christ. Because they need our prayers.
主内带导的在世就是第一方面本着切切的想念。
So the very first thing we need to do in terms of prayer is to remember them, be mindful of those people.
不单单是心里想念为他们带导就够了。
Not only being mindful and pray for them.
这只是一个开始。
This is only a beginning.
我们思想第二方面。
Let's turn to the second point.
带导 凭着单纯的信心,
that when we pray with pure faith.
我们说出于信心的祷告有没有果效啊?
When we need to ask a question, would a faithful prayer produce fruit?
如果你的祷告没有信心,就是对空气说话,没有果效的。
If you pray without faith, then you are just speaking to the air. There won't be any fruit.
第六节, 我深信那在你们心里动了上功的。
And verse 6 saying, I'm confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it into completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
这里的深信在原文是完成式。
The word being confident is, was in a perfect tense in the original manuscript.
保罗, 早已有这份信心,
Paul already had confidence in them.
而且会继续的有信心,
he will continue to have this confidence.
保罗知道因为神借着他使腓立比教会成立使这些信徒信了。
And Paul knows because of him he has found the church and those believers came to church believing Christ.
保罗是非常当众的当年为他们的信主祷告。
Of course, Paul prayed for their faith in Christ.
求神做工这些人身上使他们成为基督徒。
And Paul prayed God that will start working in them so they will become Christians.
这样圣灵在这些人身上动工了,必会负责任继续地做工在他们身上。
And ask Holy Spirit continue to work in them to edify them.
所以他的责任就是带导,凭着信心带导,把他们交给神,使神必会保守他们,直到主的日子。
And therefore, it is duty of Paul to remember them that can remember their spiritual growth until the day they see Christ.
带导的时候,我们不看这个人目前的光景有多么的败坏,有多么的冷心,有多么的不讨人喜悦。
When we pray for them, we ignore and we don't look at the wrongdoing or the bad condition of the particular person.
我们乃是对神的信,因为神是信实的,他是大能的,他是听祷告的。
But rather focus our eyesight on the mighty powerfulness of God and how faithful he is.
第五节,保罗说,因为天知道如今, 你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Verse 5, because of your partnership in gospel from the first day until now.
这间教会能够从信主到如今,到保罗写信的时候,大概十年的时间,他们能够同心合意的兴旺福音好不好啊?
This church has only been founded for 10 years, and now they join together and to work together for the gospel. Is this great?
他们蛮有规模的,有同工,有指示,而且在福音的事工上能够一起支持保罗的事工。
And now the church is well developed. They all come together with a structured organization. They all support Paul.
所以保罗凭着信心,当初为他们祷告,首先是为他们感恩。
So when Paul remembered them in prayer, the very first thing Paul did is give thanks for them.
我们人呢,常常有一个通病。
That we all often make the same mistake.
我们觉得今天这个人不还他不跟我一起同工啊，我就跟他把这个就觉得他是不行的，我就跟他划清界限。
If today the person is stumbling or not doing well, then we try to cut off our relationship with that particular person.
他过去的好都不被纪念了。
We no longer all the good he has done in the past.
但是保罗不是这样子的。
And yet this is not so for Paul.
保罗要为他们祷告，因为他们光景不好。
Paul pray for them because they are not in a good condition.
但是保罗在带祷的时候，借着信能够先为他们过去与保罗一起同工这样正面的表现，感谢上帝。
And yet when Paul pray for them, he remember what good they have done in the past, and therefore Paul gave thanksgiving to God.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有为某某弟兄或者姐妹过去热心服事神感恩啊？
And dear brothers and sisters, have you ever give thanks for some of the brothers and sisters done good in the past?
这个很重要。
This is very important.
当你想到曾经的他是这么的热心服事主的，
When if you're reminded what good people have done in the past for in the Lord,
这会激励你对他的看法。
This will in turn change your attitude about that person.
这会激励你能够体会基督的心肠。
This will change your heart and focus your mind and understand the affection of Christ.
甚至会提醒你要更好的服侍主。
And in a way, even encourage you to serve the Lord more.
或者说，有没有某一位弟兄姊妹为你的过去的服事感谢上帝？
Or perhaps some other people give thanks to God because what you have done in the past?
如果你曾经在教会里热心的配搭，建立了神的教会，能够使教会扩展，使得救的人数增加，这样的时候，我相信会有很多人为你的服事感谢上帝。
Perhaps in the past you have worked together with other co-workers and build up the church and develop the church. Now perhaps some people will remember you what you have done and give thanks to God.
我记得我2003年走上全职服事神的路。
I remember I turned myself into a full-time ministry 2003.
那个时候我们教会是租的一个的一场聚会。
I remember at the time we were merely renting a factory for worship.
人数也大概这么多。
The number of people gathered together just like this church now.
但是我们的房租要5700块。
And yet our rental will cost out about $5,700 a month.
每个月的奉献大概500到800。
And
每个星期。
And every week we have offering about $500 to $700.
所以房租是付不出来的，你知道。
And so you can do the calculation. We cannot even afford the rental.
每当我在紧张，这个一号快要到了，又要付房租了。
And every time I was so tense right before the first of each month, I know I need to turn in the rent.
就有一位姐妹是在外州做生意，她就固定的过来，月尾就过来，在奉献箱放1000或者1500块一次。
And at the end of month, there was a sister who lived out of state, well, came to the church and visited us and placed more than a thousand check in the offering box.
使教会可以正常的运作。
So the church can continue to operate.
使我也可以继续走下去，不成为一个属灵的逃兵。
And so I can continue walk on the way of ministry, so I won't evade from this calling.
所以到如今，我仍然常常在祷告中为这个姐妹感谢上帝。
And now, when I remember this sister, I continue to give thanks to God about her.
当然，英雄也不能只谈当年勇。
Of course, I cannot continue to remember what happened in the past.
保罗不但为教会腓立比教会信徒的过去感恩。
Not only Paul continued to remember what the church has done in the past.
他最重要的要为教会今天的光景不好求神保守。
And he also asked God to keep them in Christ for to the condition they are in today.
保罗在监狱里面能够为他们代祷，求神保守他们今天的光景，能够敬畏神。
And Paul prayed for them in prison to ask God to keep them in a right way in today's condition.
今天我们活在一个败坏的时代。
Today we live in a very corrupted society.
许多基督徒也会这个与世俗妥协。
And many Christians, they went along, they go along with the world.
因为我们有软弱。
Because we are weak.
因为我们还有一个屈死的身体。
Because we still bear this corruptible body.
我认为认识一位弟兄
I happen to know a brother.
他曾经是一个非常有恩赐讲到很有能力的人
He was a very gifted and well, very talented speaker.
他到处去传福音去讲道
He went to different places to preach gospel.
但是后来他看到这个中国经济发展了这个开放了他就效法这些的世俗的人要做企业赚更多的钱
However, once he realized China began to take off economically, and he followed the world and started to get into business world.
圣经告诉我们，如果我们爱世界、爱父的心还在不在我们里面啊
？And the scripture told us, if we have the heart of loving the world, will the love of the Father be still in us?
他过去很被神使用。
He was well used by God in the past.
但是他今天爱世界。
And now he loved the world.
我们的责任是什么？
And then what's our responsibility?
主啊，过去你使用他，今天你把他召回来也使用他。
And we pray, God, you have used him in the past mightily. Now may you continue and bring him back to serve you.
中国人有一句古话叫礼尚往来。
In the, There's a word in Chinese means reciprocal exchange favors.
我觉得这句话在代祷上也是适当的。
I feel this can also apply in praying.
很多人来找我，因为我是牧师嘛，你为我祷告。
And many people came to me because I'm a pastor. They asked me to pray for them.
甚至有人要求我每天为他祷告。
Not only that, some people request that I pray for them every single day.
我的问题是，你知道我也需要你的祷告吗
？And my issue is, don't you know I also need your prayer as well?
保罗说：“这个你们软弱，我不软弱吗
？”And Paul said, "If you're weak, not I, not weak. Am I not weak?"
我要为你祷告。
Yes, I need to pray for you.
你要为我祷告。
And you also need to pray for me.
如果你为我祷告，我下次讲的叫你听得更用心。
If you truly pray for me, I will give a better sermon the next time.
更有得着，阿门。
And you will receive even more, amen.
我们要付出行动。
Yes, we need to pay the price.
为今天我们身边的基督徒，你想到的，为他们祷告。
We need to pay the price of praying others, the questions in your mind.
去年一个主日，我也在上周附近，我忘记了在哪里，在也在附近一个教会里讲道。
I remember last year I also went to a church and preach upstate New York.
那天我的信息讲到一半的时候。
In the middle of my preaching,
我看到台下一位姐妹，中年的姐妹，是当时教会的一个执事，甚至是当天这个领事的人。
And there was a sister who is a deaconess, and she was also a choir leader.
她在流泪。
She was crying while I was preaching.
神的话激动了她的心。
Because God's word inspired and touched her heart.
信息结束之后，他主动来找我分享说
：“After the sermon, she came to me and said,
他的儿子从小他就把他带到教会。
Ever since her son was very young, she brought her son to church.
甚至在青少年时期，好多年在教会里教主日学、儿童主日学的。
The son grew up in church even when he was still young. He was a Sunday school teacher to children.”
可是当他上了大学之后，就好像断了线的风筝。
However, once he graduated and entered college, he seems to fly away.
不再去教会了。
He no longer come to church.
如今他已经走上社会，这个工作好多年，结婚生子了，也不再去教会了。
And now he is a professional in the society, and he at his own family, he no longer goes to church.
今天许多基督徒 家庭出生的孩子不再去教会了。
And today there are many children who were born in Christian household and they no longer continue to attend church.
我刚才看到开始的时候，这个 George 说，父母把孩子带到这个主日学那里去。
And when we began our worship, George mentioned that we ask parents to bring the children to children worship.
这很好。
This is great.
但是是不是每一个父母每一对父母都把你的孩子都带来了吗？
But is it true that all of your parents bring your children to attend church today?
或者年长一点的，你的孩子虽然已经成家了，但是你今天你的孩子在这里吗？还是去了其他的教会？还是不再去教会了？
Or today if your children are adult already, do they continue to attend church?
当然不一定要固定在这里，有时候他们工作或者帮到其他地方，他要去教会就好。
And of course, they may not be here locally, but as long as they are attending church, that will be good.
但是你要确定你的孩子今天敬畏神吗？
But are you sure your children they do worship God and they do pay reverence to God?
你要为他带。
You need to pray for your children.
为他的过去感恩，为他今天不去教会或者今天的表现像世俗化的，你为他祷告。
You need to pray for them, give thanks for them in the past, and pray for them right now, and make sure they don't go along with the world.
祷告非常的重要。
Praying is very important.
虽然今天你的儿女或者你身边的基督徒常常拆你的台，但是你要为他祷告。
And perhaps today, People continue to offend you and not supporting you, and yet you need to pray for them. And because we need to pray for them with pure heart, pure faith.
为别人祷告，先得到祝福的是你。
The very first person who received blessing in terms of prayer is yourself.
接着是那一个被你带导的人也蒙祝福。
And then the person who you pray for will receive blessing.
约伯记我们都很熟悉。
We are very familiar with the book of Job.
约伯在经历极大的打击难苦难的时候。
When Job went through a series of very severe afflictions.
有三个好朋友来看他，但是他们却是他苦上加苦。
Three of his good friends came and visited him, and yet their visitation only brought greater burden and affliction upon Job.
约伯有没有一直不放过他们呢？
Did Job hold grudge because of their visitation?
没有，他反而为他们代祷。
No, actually, Job turned around and prayed for them.
哎，这个代祷之后，奇妙的事发生了。
And after praying, something miraculous happened.
神向约伯的三个朋友的怒气就止息了。
And God no longer burst his anger upon these three friends.
本来神对约伯的三个朋友很生气的，因为你枉论我。
Actually, in the beginning, God was angry about these three friends because they have not spoken truth about God.
但是接着约伯的祷告，哎，神止息了向约伯三个朋友发怒。
And yet, because of Job's prayer, God seized his anger upon those three friends.
然后圣经约伯记最后告诉我们，神加倍的赐福给谁啊？
And at the end, God increased his blessing upon whom?
圣经说，神是约伯从苦境中转回。
According to the scripture, God.Increase blessing upon Job and turn his affliction around.
今天在座的基督徒父母，你的孩子不去教会，你要求神使你从苦境中转回，你要祷告，为他们祷告，为他们代求。
Dear parents, as we pray for our children, we pray that they may turn back to church, and we need to pray and continue to pray for them.
不但为过去感恩，为今天代祷，也为将来代祷。
Not only we pray and give thanks for them about the past, we also pray for God to keep them and intercede for them for the future.
因为第六节告诉我们，求神保守他们直到基督的日子嘛。
Because verse 6 mentioned that we need to continue to pray for them until the day of Christ Jesus.
你不要以为啊，今天呢，这个人很好，一直都很好。
don't we think that the person will continue to be good as you see today?
我告诉你，圣经说，人都说你好的时候有祸了。
And according to scripture, if everyone give you praise, that's it's a very dangerous moment for the person.
因为人会飘上上，会骄傲，容易会得意忘形嘛。
Because the person will lift himself up and become arrogant.
我们中国人很有意思。
Lose it himself.
有一句话叫晚节不保。
And there is a Chinese saying that the person may not hold one's integrity until old life.
这个人啊。活到年老了，本来都好好的。
And perhaps the person was very pious in a good state all the way through his life.
从年少到年老都好，但是哪里知道快要死了却晚节不保。
And little did people know, at very last moment of his life, he started to lose all his integrity.
有句话叫老糊涂。
And some people say the person getting too old and lose mind.
所以我们要不要为年长的祷告啊
？So should we pray for the old people as well？
要不要为信主好多年的老基督徒祷告啊
？Should we pray for those Christians who believe in the Lord for many years？
为他的将来祷告。
Yes, we need to continue to pray for their future.
主啊，感谢你使用这位弟兄或者姐妹。
You give thanks to God. God, you have used this brother or sister in the past.
继续使用他。
May you continue to use this person.
保守他一生的脚步走在你的旨意上。
So keep the path all the way in your, throughout this person's life.
使你的名得荣耀。
So that you can be glorified.
我们要信心，凭信心去祷告。
We need to pray with faith.
再说不是你，你，每个人都要彼此代祷。
Not just...You individually, that we all need to pray for one another.
为软弱的祷告。
We pray for the weak.
为今天爱主的祷告。
Pray for the one who is loving the Lord.
也为领袖明天能够继续爱主祷告。
And also pray for the leader so the leader can continue to love the Lord in the future.
我告诉你，你会得益处的。
Let me assure you, you are the one who will be benefited.
我们思想第三方面。
That's ponder upon the third point.
代祷怀着神圣的目标。
That when we pray, we hold on to a very sacred aim.
我们说新年要有新的目标，对不对
？We oftentimes say we should have a New Year resolution.
除非我们今天能够体会基督的心肠，否则我们的祷告也没有什么目标的。
Today we need to understand the affection of Jesus, otherwise we will lose aim as when we pray.
祷告代祷是我们每一天要做的。
Praying is something that we need to exercise every single day.
但是我们的祷告必须要更新。
And yet we need to renew our prayer.
我们的代祷必须要有一个神圣的目标。
We need to have a goal and aim.
每一次有人来找我为他祷告的时候
，Every time when people came to me and asked me to pray for them，
他的目标很清楚
，Their aim and their goal is very precise。
比方说
，For example，
一位姐妹走过来说：“牧师啊，我最近天气的缘故，就是感冒，已经一个月不好。”
Perhaps a sister came to me and Pastor, I've been sick for a month, perhaps because of cold or flu.
我吃药也没有效，还是体虚，就是这个晕的。
And all the medicine I have taken doesn't seem to help me.
当然，我就马上为他祷告求神医治他。
Then I will pray for the sister and ask God's healing to come upon her.
甚至去年这个有一位中老年的姐妹，这个满面愁容的来找我。
And also last year a middle-aged sister came to me.
说姐妹你怎么了
？And I ask a sister, what's going on? What's wrong with you?
她说牧师你要为我祷告啊。
And she say, Pastor, you need to pray for me.
你说嘛，什么事嘛
？And I say, why don't you just tell me what to pray?
她说我的女儿都四十出头了，还没有对象呢。
And she say, my daughter is over 40 and she doesn't have a boyfriend.
今天呢，很多的年轻人呢不结婚呢。这个叫父母着急啊。
And today, many young people, they remain single and make their parents worry.
都成为剩女了还不着急呢。
And they become saints almost. All the parents start to get worried.
我说你要祷告啊。
And I say to the mother, you need to pray.
你要继续坚持的祷告啊。
You need to pray continuously.
你 不需要用血气的整天的逼这个女儿去相亲啊。
And do not put pressure upon your daughter to make her feel annoyed.
如果你再逼她去相亲啊，她就讨厌你，不见你了。
If you give too much pressure, she will try to stay away from you.
你要为你的女儿祷告，求神能够使她明白人生的意义，使她如何能够把握每一个的时段。我们知道人生有 timing 的。
And you need to pray for your daughter to seize the proper moment of each moment in life, because we all live in a timeline. We need to with a proper schedule.
不久前有个姐妹打电话给我。
So not too long ago, a sister called me.
她说她已经签了合约，付了 10% 这个 down payment 要买一个房子。
A sister told me she has already put down ten percent of down payment to purchase a house.
一个多月过去了，她贷款搞定了，要约时间 closing.
So after a month, she has already finished all the paperwork, and bank approved the loan, and she was about to have a closing for the house.
但是对方却迟迟地拖，不愿意卖给她，因为地产常常在涨价。
And however, the seller started to refuse to sell to her because the market continued to climb up.
所以好，我们一起祷告。
And then I say to her, "All right, let's pray."
感谢神，经过祷告，神垂听祷告。哎，这个不久后他们 closing 了，就不刁难了，就不涨价了，卖给他。
And praise the Lord, just after some time, she had a proper closing for the house, and the owner agreed not to increase the house price.
带到的事项项目的确很多。
Indeed, there are so many items we could pray.
神也的确吩咐我们彼此带到大事小事带到他的面前。
And God asks us, no matter big or small, we can bring all requests unto Him.
但是带到在带到的事情上，基督徒不可忽略了一项重要的目标。
And however, no matter what little or big, everything we pray, let us not forget the aim, the purpose of prayer.
我们看看保罗怎么说。
And let's see what Paul said.
九到十一节你们来读好吗？
And why don't you read verse 9 to verse 11?
请。
Why don't you read, start reading?
这里保罗给我们一个非常清楚的指示，带到有一个神圣的目标。
Paul gave us a very clear goal of why and the purpose of why we are praying.
今天很多的人啊，要我为他代祷，或者要你为他代祷，这个祷告来祷告去，都是表面的，都是这个世俗的，都是物质的。
And today, many people ask a prayer request from you and me, and we are all aiming for very superficial needs of the world, very worldly.
我不是说不可以为这些祷告。
I'm not saying that we shouldn't pray for those.
但是你在为他这些物质的或者属世的代祷过之后，你要为他属灵方面的代祷。
Yet, after finishing all the superficial needs, we need to pray for one's spiritual condition.
为他的爱心，在爱心上能够多有都有见识，有知识上祷告。
We pray someone's love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
为他做一个诚实无故的人祷告。
So that this person can grow spiritually, being faithful.
今天很多的人呢、啊，他注重的是爱心。
And today, many people just focus one area only, love.
我们知道。如果一个母亲溺爱自己的儿女，好不好啊
？When a mother just pour down all her love to her child, is that good?
我们要在真理里面能够爱这个孩子。
No, she is spoiling the child. We need to love the child within the truth.
我们知道神就是爱。
We know God is love.
我们都经历了神的爱。
We have all experienced God's love.
神的爱好不好啊？
Isn't God's love good?
当然很好。
Of course.
但你知道神会变脸的。
And however, do you know God will turn his face?
很多的基督徒就是信主到现在都只知道神就是爱，神是慈爱的，神就是永远爱我。
And perhaps even some Christians, even up to now, they only think God is love, God is merciful, God is so loving.
但是他不知道原来有一天呢，神会向他变脸的时候，如果他得罪神的时候。
And yet, the person may not know God will turn his face if they sin against God.
今天我们的确要爱每一个人。
Indeed, we do need to love one another.
但是我们的爱需要在真理的里面。
And however, this love should be based and founded in truth.
我们知道神爱我们，但是你得罪他的时候，他不放过你，除非你认罪悔改，不犯同样的错误，他才会继续爱你。
Indeed, God loves us, and yet God will not let us go if we sin against Him. He will continue to watch us until we repent.
但神要神用公义对待你的时候，仍然是爱，只是你觉得神变脸了。
When God uses His righteousness to deal with you, you may think God is treating you harshly, yet He's still loving.
所以我们要这爱需要操练的。
And therefore, love need to be exercised and practiced.
而且当我们爱别人的时候，我们不但要爱的操练，我们要照着这里的圣真理的指示。用爱的方面去操练。
Not only when we love one another, we need to love according to the scripture to practice.
比方说
For example,
如果一个小弟做错了
For example, if the young brother has made a mistake,
你的目的就是告诉他你错了。
The purpose of a teaching is telling the person, hey, you have done wrong.
你指出他的错是出于爱。
The reason why you point out his wrongdoing is because of love.
你的目的很清楚，但是有时候你适得其反。
And even though you have a clear motivation, and yet the result turned out to be opposite.
因为你的态度不对。
Because you exercise with a wrong attitude.
你的心态不对。
You have a wrong attitude in your heart.
你的语气不对。
The tone you use.
你责备他的场合不对。
The condition where you reprimand the person is wrong.
耶稣对那些把那个被正在行刑抓来的妇人说：“我也不定你的罪，从今以后不要再犯罪。”
When Jesus faced the adulterous woman who has been caught in public, Jesus said, "I won't condemn you any longer."
今天。我们的确要爱那些别说同性恋的人。
Today, indeed, we need to love those homosexuals.
但是我们绝对不能对他说没问题，神就是爱你，不需要离开同性恋，我们包容你。
And yet, we dare not to say to them, "It's okay, God loves you always. We accept you."
所以爱需要有见识。
And therefore, love needs knowledge.
不是你的。见识不是你过去的那一套
，Not your own knowledge, not your own understanding.
不是那些民主的人士的那一套
，Not something we call democracy knowledge.
我们求神能够帮助我们，让我们为彼此代祷，求他，求神使他的爱心能够多又多，有见识。
Let us truly love one another and make our love build on knowledge and depth of insight.
今天许多的人需要操练。
Today we all need to practice love and exercise it.
我们要爱神。
We need to love God.
我们要爱人。
We need to love others.
我们说我们要爱神的心与日俱增。
We need to build and increase our love towards God daily.
别人怎么知道你爱神的心与日俱增呢？
And how do other people recognize that your love toward God increase
daily? 别人怎么知道你的爱心是有更有基有见识在真理的里面呢？
How do people know your love is founded in the scripture with the truth?
因为在你的表现嘛。
Through your expression.
如果我为他祷告，求神赐给他，是他在爱心上多又多，有根据真理的。
If I pray for this person and pray God, that His love will increase in knowledge and in insight.
同时会不会也在提醒我啊？
When I am praying for others, would it also remind myself as well?
今天很多人说某某人没有爱心。
And perhaps people will claim that so-and-so doesn't have love.
某某教会没有爱心,
so-and-so church, they don't have love.
有句话就是堵住破口。
There's a word of standing in the gap.
你不是代表这个教会吗?
Aren't you representing this church?
就算今天有一个人来, 没有人主动去照顾他, 甚至讨厌他, 你去爱他不行吗?
If today someone who is new to the church and yet is neglected by others, shouldn't you be the person just come forward and take care of that person?
所以说当一个人说某某没有爱心或某某教会没有爱心的时候，其实这个人他没有爱心。
Actually, when the person claiming his or her own church don't have love or don't take care of one another, it actually represents the person, him or herself.
如果你真的有爱心,
if you truly have love, then you will pray for others.
你激励他有爱的表现,
you encourage the person to have an expression of love.
圣爱充满他的心,
you ask God's love to overwhelm the person.
我们与其说某某人对我不友善、没有爱心，我还不如为这个人迫切祷告。
Instead of making comments of this person unfriendly, would you just pray for the person? Would you amen to it?
我们知道今天很多人不诚实的。
I know today there are many people who is dishonest.
有人呢口出谎言。
And some people just utter things.
很容易答应你一件事，但是等一下就黄牛，做不到。
And many people will say yes to you and yet forget about his own promise.
我是牧师，做过婚姻辅导，就很多姐妹就跟我诉苦说，我的老公不诚实，他忙着我做不该做的。And
I have been giving marriage consultation for many years. One sister came to me saying, my husband was dishonest. He has done something behind my back.
甚至有姐妹跟我说，神给我的老公不及格，他不是人。
And even sister came to me saying, my husband is not qualified to be a man. He's not honest.
我说姐妹，你选这个配偶决定嫁给他的时候，有没有求过神？
And then I asked sister, before you married the person, did you pray?
他成绩好不好？
Was he good in the past?
如果他当年他就不是已经不是了，你会嫁给他？
If he was a trash in the past, would you agree to marry the person?
他今天为什么不是人了？
And how come he is trash today?
他成为不是人整个过程中，你有没有责任？
And so in the process of turning non-trash to trash, are you be part of it?
你,
are you responsible for it?
他非常改变，重新回到神的面前，成为一个诚实无故的人吗？
Have you paid an effort and pray for the person to turn back to God to become a man?
他点头啊。
And she nod her head.
跪下。
And she start kneel down and pray.
求神,
ask God.
不是叫我来数落他，然后当批他一顿就可以改变的。
When we pray to God, it's not we making bad comment about the other person.
不要跟他用血气。
Let us not go against the other with carnal flesh.
纵然他已经背弃了你们的婚约，这个盟约。
Perhaps the person has violated the covenant you made with him in marriage.
你愿意神挽救你的婚姻吗？
Do you want God to turn your marriage around?
你知道神可以使他回转过来吗？
Don't you know God is capable of turning him around?
今天很多的时候啊， 我们要旁边的那一个不诚实的人祷告。
And today we often ask someone who is dishonest to pray for us.
今天的世代很多的人啊都是谎言的。
And today this world is filled with lies.
就是诡诈的。
Because they are deceivers.
就是活在黑暗里面的。
They live in the darkness.
但是神要我们
And yet, God asks us to be the people of light. We need to pray for those who couldn't keep their words, who are lying, and we need to pray for them.
今天很多的人虽然做错了一件事情，或者你的配偶或者你的孩子离弃了神，可能是受了一时的迷惑。
And perhaps some of your loved ones, they have gone astray from their faith. Perhaps they have been tempted by the world temporarily.
不要以为这个人应该下地狱的。
Don't you think the person will go to hell?
我就知道曾经有一些姐妹气的一个地步，你要我饶恕她，为她祷告，她不配。
And I know a sister made a comment saying he is not worthy of my prayer.
我说姐妹啊，这个圣经以西结书告诉我们，这个恶人离开他的恶，能够行义，过去的恶不被纪念，因他的今天的义蒙恩得救。哎。
And I remind the sister, don't you remember in the book of Ezekiel, God will forget the wrongdoing of the past and God will accept him according to the righteousness of nowadays?
神可以拯救他的。
God can indeed rescue the person.
神可以使他回转过来的，走当走的路的。
God can turn him around to walk on the right path.
你愿意为他祷告吗？
Are you willing to pray for the person?
然后祷告生生的目标还有个结满仁义的果子。
And there is the other sacred goal of praying is that to bear the fruit of righteousness.
今天很多的时候，我们看到别人不诚实。
Today I can see other people who are deceiving.
一个人不诚实呢，就有过嘛，有过嘛，就会没有见证，就没有果子嘛。
If someone who is deceitful, then he has he is not righteous, then he will bear the fruit of dishonesty.
所以很多的时候啊，你们发现啊，今天你好好的，但是你出去，别人无怨无故骂你，主动骂的，你可能用血气骂回去，有没有可能？
Is it possible today, maybe within the church, you are behaving well, but yet once you step outside of church, when people start cursing you, you may curse back. Is it possible?
神要我们不要跟他一帮见识。
And God said,Let us not deal with such person with the same way they are dealing with you.
无论别人怎么样，但是你要保守你的心。
No matter how other people deal with you, you need to keep your own heart.
你还要不生他的气，还要在神的面前能够为他祷告。
Don't get angry, but pray for them before the Lord.
你祷告最终的目的不是例行公事，好像今天这个 George 在旁边，我。不放开他，不好意思，误会他祷告，好像讲不过去，所以他看到了。
So praying is not a routine, just like if I'm standing right next to George, I need to pray for George, otherwise it doesn't look good.
我知道这很难。
I know it is hard.
你要为那一个人祷告很难啊。
It's very hard for us to pray for that particular person.
但是这正是神要你能够生命改变的时候。
And yet, this is the very thing God, how God is going to turn your life around.
我们说要能忍受不能嘛。要能忍受不能。
We need to do that others cannot do.
不是你能。
It's not because you are able.
神借着你就能了。
Because God enable you.
今天你说别人不诚实，你是个诚实的人吗？
Today you may saying someone who is a liar. Are you an honest person?
我们知道圣经说，纵然人失信，神仍然是可信的。
And we say even people is not trustworthy, and yet God is faithful.
同样的，就算你的配偶、你的弟兄姊妹他不诚实，但你仍是可信的吗？
And you may saying your family member or the brothers and sisters in church, they are not trustworthy.
And yet, are you trustworthy? 你可以结出果子，影响他们结出果子，因为你会为他祷告。
And yet, if you are trustworthy, if you are faithful, then you can bear the fruit of righteousness and pray for others and influence others.
我们要我的生命能够荣耀神，你的生命也荣耀神。
So that my life can glorify God and your life can glorify God.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
我们祷告要神圣的目标。
We need to a clear sacred goal of our praying.
既然神在基督里首先拣选了你。
That God has elected you in Christ.
既然你是一个老信徒。
Though you may be an old believer,
既然你是一个组长的组长，一个聚会的团契里的组长
，and perhaps you are small group leaders,
你要为属灵的肢体或者儿女祷告。
You need to pray for the spiritual children of yours.
保罗说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。
”And Paul said, "You need to learn from me, like how I learned from Christ."
除非我们体会基督的心肠，否则我们很难为别人的祷告还有一个神圣的目标。
Only until we understand the affection of Christ, otherwise it's very hard for us to pray for others.
我们为别人祷告，求神使他结满仁义的果子，你自己就被提醒了。
When we pray for others so that they can bear the fruit of righteousness, at that very moment, you were, yourself has been reminded.
我常常听到，听到一，我看到一个人，我说你不是一个老基督徒，你怎么会这样子做不得得体的举动？
And sometimes I see an old believer, I say to him, aren't you been a believer in the Lord for a long time? And how could you do this?
他说牧师你不知道啊，这个人啊，他把我激怒了。
And the person will complain, Pastor, you don't know, it's because the other person who aggravate me to a point I couldn't stand it.
这个就是亚当夏娃的推卸责任嘛。
And this is just a reflection like Adam and Eve, how they shifted responsibility to others.
我们在上帝的面前绝对不能，你得罪神了还说，神啊，都是他惹我，所以我不得体。
Let us not come to our God and make excuse. It's because the other person who caused me to sin.
愿神怜悯恩待我们的教会。
May God have mercy on our church.
我们每个人要有爱心在真理的里面。
So that every one of us, we have love in the truth.
我们要成为一个诚实无辜的人。
We need to be a transparent and people of light.
我们的生命能够随时可以彰显主的荣美。
That every moment we can express the glory of God through our action.
看到我们的表现，把荣耀归给神。
So when people see our deeds, they will give glory to God.
主内代祷的在世，你我都很重要。
We are the elite soldier of prayer that we need to pray for one another.
这是一生要操练的功课。
And this is an exercise we need to do through our life.
Amen.
Amen.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give you thanks.
因为你爱我们。
Because you have loved us.
你借着保罗的口激励了我们。
Through the mouth of Paul, we have been encouraged.
你知道我们还仍然有软弱。
You know we are weak.
但是你的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And your words is the light of our path, lamp of our feet.
我们愿意顺服你的话语。
We want to submit to your words.
我们愿意行在你的道上。
We want to walk on the path.
让我们的信仰生活化。
So that our faith can turn into our life living.
让我们能够这个实行彼此代祷。
So that we practice to pray for one another.
我们教会中软弱的肢体，责任在我们。
So that whoever is weak, it's our responsibility.
我们要把他们借着祷告带到你的面前。
We can bring them before you through our prayer.
我们深信你仍然在做工。
We believe you are still working.
我们愿意一生来服侍你。
We want to serve you through our life.
我们在基督里的领袖，早在基督里，我们愿意成为群羊的榜样。
For us who are the leaders in the church, we want to be the example of our sheep.
使我们这个主爱之家更加的能够丰满起来。
So the house of Christ's love can be more abound.
得救的人数增加起来。
So more and more can be saved.
我们把荣耀归给你。
We want to give the glory to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.